Welcome to the 33rd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kyle.
Yay.
Whole gang's back again.
Yes. I don't know how to start this podcast.
Just go.
I'm empty.
Oh, no.
Start with a joke.
My brain.
Go. Joke.
Look one up on Google.
Yeah.
All I know is about a bunny, and it's not very funny. Hey, that rhymed. But my dad told it to me, and I used to tell it to people all the time, and no one laughed, so I just
say
assumed it.
Say it, so don't tell me.
Oh, come on. It's so bad.
Let's
okay.
Go.
A rabbit walks into a bar.
Wow, you're so nervous about that's not even terrible. Wow. Okay. A rabbit walks into a bar.
And goes up to the counter and says, "Hi, I'd like some carrots, please." And the bartender says, "We don't have any carrots. We're a bar." So he leaves. He goes back the next day, goes up to the same bar and says, "Hi, can I order some carrots, please?" And the bartender says, "We don't have any fucking carrots. We're a bar. Go away." He goes up the third time.
Third day?
The third day. And goes, "Hi, do you have any carrots?" And the bartender says, "If you ask me that question again, I'm going to nail your ears to the wall." And then the rabbit sits there and stares at him and goes, "Do you have any carrots?" And he says, "No." And he says, "Do you have any nails?" And he goes, "No."
What?
I said it backwards, but it's okay. I think he's supposed to say, "Do you have any nails?"
Yeah,
"No." "Do you have any carrots?"
Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome. Wow.
Thanks for listening, guys.
You guys made me tell it.
A plus, Holly. A plus. Jeez.
Oh, God. Wow. Now I'm just embarrassed.
Yeah. So, did anyone get a chance to walk down to PAX and just look around the area when it was happening?
No, we didn't go. Did you go at all, Rebecca? Mm-mm. Oh, no, we were downtown, but we were like one block over, and that just erases all of PAX for some reason.
Yeah.
We saw people with badges, but...
PAX. Yeah, lots of badges.
What were we doing?
But I saw pictures of
it. It
wasn't
doing anything, really, huh?
Inside, it looked really
impressive.
Gross
weather. It was gross.
Oh, right.
Cold. It was cold and rainy.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
So there was
nice
a new game
for the forest
that came
fires.
Out.
Well,
there was a new game that came out.
They had that magic setup outside.
Yeah, they did.
I saw that on Monday morning when I was going to work on the bus. My bus passes
what
it.
Game it was.
It was pretty, it was way bigger than I thought it was from the picture, so it was pretty epic. But
did you guys see the Mad Max cars that were driving around?
Oh, yeah.
We saw pictures of it.
Did you ride in one?
No, you can ride in one. I just saw them.
It was free.
Yeah, it was free Uber. Anywhere downtown, you could ride. You just call up an Uber, and then if you're downtown, you could just set it to Mad Max, and then they pick you up and drop you off.
You didn't read it?
They only took you downtown, though.
That's fine. Oh, my God.
For free.
Oh, my God. That would have been so cool. Those were some cool, I mean, cool looking
cars.
I
can imagine, like, the line for that, though, was probably, they only had four cars, so.
Yeah. I saw three of the four. It was pretty cool. I didn't know they're Ubers, though.
Uh-huh.
We didn't see them going downtown, though.
Should've
just
asked for one.
We just, okay.
We tried to get one, but they wouldn't let us pick us up here. We're just outside of the rain.
No, we walked.
I would have been like, I would have been the prime thing because I've driven by my place a couple times. So, oh, that would have been so cool. But yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. I walked by it when on Sunday when it was still all going on. There's like it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's still, it went through Monday, so it was still pretty busy.
I wonder how busy it was on Monday. I know a lot of people were concerned because it wasn't a Labor Day Monday, that it was a normal work day Monday. That
we already
when
talked
came,
about this.
When
you know.
I came home from work, there were a lot of people walking around with
still,
badges.
Okay,
still,
well,
yeah.
No, I'm saying like if you saw it, I didn't see any. I mean, I didn't look particularly take the time to go look out, so.
Yeah. So, Rebecca, what are you doing? She always ignores the podcast just to look at her phone.
Oh,
are you trying to find a PAX picture?
Fallout 4.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That was announced a long
time
ago.
It.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Rebecca's news, everybody.
Yeah. Fallout 4 is happening. Apparently. Coming out.
She sent me all these pictures from PAX.
They had a lot of junk.
They
were pushing
it.
They
had a setup,
from it, gotcha. And I didn't know what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care. I figured it out.
It'll be a cool game when it comes out, hopefully.
Yeah. So,
it looks nice.
Arda Wigs, who's a big cosplay wig company that I have like five wigs from. Have you ever ordered from them? I don't think you have.
No, I order the...
You go eBay.
Yeah, eBay. Yeah.
But you know who they are.
Yeah, I do.
So they have come out with elf ears.
Oh.
There's silicone gel filled. And... they are modeled after Lord of the Rings characters, but I'm sure you could use them. They're probably similar to like other characters around.
I think these are relatively generic.
Like they have Legolas, who has very small like elf ears, and then
they clip on. Do you need to like glue them in, or do they just clip on?
It creates a beautiful and seamless blending edge with lifelike translucency.
Translucency.
They have a pretint to create a skin base, which can be painted over to give a natural look.
How many skin tints do they have?
They're $175 each.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I think you can do it. Oh, they're doing it at the con, I think, and they do it for you.
It says
the cost includes 1 hour application by our on-staff makeup artist.
Jeez, 1 hour?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't take an hour to put on every time you go out.
Yeah, that's why it's $175. So you go to the Dragon Con, which is right now.
Yeah.
You go to, and you're like, hey, I'm cosplaying as Legolas, and they'll do it for you, which is pretty cool.
It's a lot of money.
But that's a lot of money.
But, I mean, if it's worth it to you.
Right.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But is it a one-time application fee, or is it going to take an hour every time you put them on?
No, you just leave them on for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's your ears now. Forever.
My ears are falling off. What do I do?
You are Legolas now.
Yeah, exactly. Assume the position.
At the convention, they're also selling, which I guess this is going to be like after the fact, but they might add this stuff onto their site, so this is why I'm talking about it, because it could be a future thing. They have Krylon makeup, which is huge, which is like...
Is that the setting stuff? Spray is supposedly like bulletproof.
Yeah, it's like what people use like on stage and stuff. Like Ben Nye and
Disney
Krylon.
Princess.
Yeah. They also have Mehron, like spirit gum and stuff like that, which is stuff that sticks to your face and actually...
Spirit gum.
Yeah, that's where you stick hair to your... That's where you stick hair to your face and stuff like that.
So that's a lot of their... I mean, you know, they're just a wig company, so that's a lot they're doing at that con. That's a big deal.
Meh, expanding. That's what
I know. It's cool, but that's something they might. They didn't say it, but they might. That'd be cool if they offered it on their website now, like elf ears and stuff like that.
Again, I think
high quality elf ears. I mean, like
setting spray.
The reason why it costs $175 is because you're taking someone else's hour of their time.
Oh yeah, I know.
And the silicone.
I wonder if they're making the mold for you.
Mold the ear
and then match your ear.
Skin tone custom.
Then I wonder how you'd apply yourself at home
Once they build the mold, then it'll probably like clip on
and then
you glue spirit gum on.
Yeah, you would get that would.
Remember those teeth?
Yeah, once you put it on, I got these
vampire teeth. And basically you make this, they give you a powder and then it has like a liquid and you mix it together and it's like grainy.
Yeah.
And you cram it in like, there's like, the tooth is like hollow.
Mm.
You cram it in and then you slap it onto your canines and you like hold, like you push it on there really hard and you hold it for like 2 minutes. And then you can just, it dries and you can just pop them on and off your teeth and they don't fall off.
Nice.
Like
yeah.
You just like lock it in and it would just, I could walk, like I walked around a Borders on Halloween with them and they just...
Yeah.
Nice.
But you could eat with them too.
No, I take them out to eat.
You didn't? That'd be my first thing. I'd try to eat with them.
Steak. Ripping it apart.
A jugular. You know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you should have
just go
snap
for
at
it.
Some of those kids.
Yeah.
Trick or treating. It feels like, I don't know what's going on with the rest of the country, obviously, but in Seattle it's felt like fall the past week.
Yeah, it's
and
cold.
I've been like, Halloween, but it's like still summer.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
I'm really enjoying
the cold
weather.
Pumpkin spice latte, as soon as that gets announced.
It's already out.
Did you hear that Starbucks was like passing out passes to be like the first in line to get the pumpkin spice latte?
Oh my God.
Well, that is serious like cult status shit.
Okay,
people
I've never, should I try one? I've never had one. Have you had one? Have any of you had one?
Yes, I've had one.
No,
I'm a dude.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's why they're coming out with a skinny version of it.
Oh.
So I can have
it. Maybe we should like get them and then come on the podcast because we live by a Starbucks.
Yeah, we do. We live in Seattle, so we live by like 14 Starbucks.
So we should just all have our pumpkin spice lattes and then I'll try it and be like, this is disgusting.
Well, let's do it. Okay. Next podcast.
Do review. Is that out next week?
Yeah,
I think it's out this week.
I thought it's out already. I don't know.
I'll go to the reserve roaster and see if it's any different there. For some reason, those two phrases kind of rhymed. I don't know. I couldn't figure out. I was too worked up. I got real worked up at the Starbucks when you told me it was a skinny version. I almost jumped over the counter. He's like, whoa, calm down. And I'm like, no, this is a life changer.
So what's the skinny version? Like non-fat milk?
Well, sugar-free.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Holly.
No, it's been like 10 years.
Yeah, you gotta get one of each. Kevin's trying to... Do they have iced? Because I'm all about that
ice. You can ice any beverage you would like.
I don't like hot stuff.
Ice pumpkin, I don't know. You need, like, pumpkin spice should be warm.
I guess it should be warm.
But pumpkin ice cream is good.
What?
Pumpkin ice cream?
I've never had pumpkin ice cream in my life. Never.
Is it called pumpkin spice ice cream? Because it's not...
I don't know.
Nothing's called pumpkin anymore. It's pumpkin spice.
Oh, everything's pumpkin spice. Yeah, because of this latte.
It makes sense, though. You do put a lot of fucking spices in it. Like, there's cinnamon and, like, cardamom.
Nutmeg. Cardamom, whatever. What if I buy a pumpkin and throw it in the blender?
Oh, God. Okay, Kevin got a... This is way off topic. Kevin got a new... What is it? Vitamix?
Yes.
Got a new blender, and it eats, like, everything.
Anything you
and
want
last night,
in there.
Kyle came over and spent the night just so they could... Side by side, blend things together.
Awesome.
I'm not cracking. I'm in the bedroom. Like
you brought your blender over.
Yeah, I got mine here too.
Oh my god, did you guys race?
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah.
Who won?
Well, it's
different.
Well, let's say that these smoothies here today were made on my blender.
Yeah,
and not Kyle's. So,
however, mine blender did a fine job. I think
were
both
the smoothies
both
last night made on Kyle's.
The one that you had was made on mine, and then
was
Kyle
the same
had one that was made on his.
Amount of money? How much is yours?
Yes, yeah, same amount.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like,
oh, yours is the same amount.
Yeah. Well, Kevin's is a refurb.
Same idea.
Mine's not a new one. Mine's
anyways,
refurb.
I don't
want to
go into details.
Yes. So we'll loop back around.
Is it the one I broke?
Yes.
My mom probably sold it on mine.
I will vouch for the Vitamix though. It is pretty. It's
and if you
like
drop
a
spoon in it, it will flip out.
Yeah.
Almost kill you.
We had a old retro-y one, and I thought, oh, it'd be so cool. We'll paint it, and it'll be all cute in our little because it's his parents' old. It's like from the 70s.
No, it's from
like
grandpa's.
Yeah.
Yeah, really old one.
It's super
grandpa's
old,
blender.
And it's super cute. It can't blend worth crap. It can't even blend like frozen fruit, which is like a basic function of a blender. So we were like, fuck. And Kevin spent like a month staring at the fucking Vitamix, so.
Yeah. And then
because it's an investment. It's
anyway,
not,
I will vouch for it. I will vouch for it, though. It's a buy it for life situation.
Keep spoons out of it, and it will last
forever.
It comes
with a tamper. You don't need to...
See, the one thing...
Anyway.
I was eating while I was blending.
Okay!
I'm done. So, anyway. I have a lot of random stuff to talk about, so if we really want to get it over. All right, so...
Pick the best one first.
The best one? There's a lot of... These
the
are
sexiest
all the best,
one.
Holly.
They're all sexy,
they're
too.
They're all sexy. They're all sex things.
Two are sex things.
God.
One is not a sex thing. So
well,
let's go...
pick one
with,
of the two sex
let's
things.
Let's go non... You want to do a hamburger sex
yeah.
thing?
Oh, okay.
Sex thing.
Let's keep the
sex
thing. Keep sex.
We've got to keep sex centered in between the two.
My mom told me when you're trying to give someone bad news, you have to, like, sandwich it.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Yeah.
All right. She said sandwich.
But
not... So no sex first. Sex, sex.
Let's do sex at the end. So let's see. So last Friday was Star Wars Day. Not really, but...
Why?
I
thought May the 4th was Star Wars.
Yes, that is Star Wars Day. But yesterday, what was it? September 2nd? Whatever was...
What day is
when
it?
When all of the toys for the new Star Wars movie went on sale. And as you can imagine, shit went crazy. And I saw pictures of, like... Target and, like, just adult men just fighting over toys.
So it's like the...
Oh, they look old, yeah?
Yeah.
The Star Wars version of, like, Black Friday.
Exactly.
Like...
Yeah. Well, yeah, they launched just for the movie to get ready. And, I mean, there was a couple of really cool toys. Because, I don't know, there was the new robot that's, like, basically sitting on a soccer ball. And he just rolls around.
Oh, that
droid.
Guy.
Yeah, he's out.
He better make cute noises like R2? R2-D2.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's
got to
make beeps. Ooh. He's a robot.
I know. R2-D2's, like, the cute.
Yeah.
What do you think of a man who's like, hello, sir?
I'd be so pissed.
We'd all
it's just
be.
What's that little cute thing from Futurama? Nibbler?
Nibbler, yeah.
I was pissed when he started talking.
Oh.
You didn't think it was a low voice?
I was like, damn it.
We love
like,
no. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but it was also a long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far, far away?
Yes. So, I don't know. It confuses me that they have walking robots and cloning, but they can't make robots speak the language.
They quite could. It's.
I thought R2-D2 was really old.
Well,
no.
He was from the original. He was from the original.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, he was
from
the old.
Did he know, like, all the languages?
He did.
He can speak.
C-3PO?
Yeah.
Like, he was made by, you know.
Dialects.
The evil guy.
Oh, Anakin?
No. Yes,
Anakin. Yeah.
I can't remember.
I've seen Star
Wars. Anakin's not the bad guy. Darth Vader's a bad guy. He has a transformation moment when he becomes...
I know, but Anakin made the thing...
Oh, yeah, made 3PO?
Yeah, he did.
Yes.
I remember, I saw that one.
Yeah.
No, I
watched those movies.
I wonder if there are any minor spoilers that came out because of the toys. Like, oh, I didn't see this in the trailer. Who's this guy?
I thought that was the thing with the new lightsaber that people were pissed that they showed it in the pictures and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's exactly how they did the very first.
The Darth Maul
with
the double-sided.
Like
that was supposed to be a really epic moment in the movie where he's fighting with one, and then suddenly he's like, whoa, and you're like, oh, but you already saw it, so you knew it was coming.
Yeah,
I don't think the idea of like a claymore lightsaber is that big of a deal compared to a double sided lightsaber, you know, because the claymore just is just a bigger lightsaber with
the hilt.
The hilt on it, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's not as like the hilt, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a double.
Because a double lightsaber, you can do like a bunch of crazy tricks with it.
Exactly. Well, and yeah, the way they revealed it in the movie actually was meant to be pretty epic. Like one side came, then the other side came out. That's like, uh-oh.
But you already knew that, I guess.
Yeah, by the time
I don't remember knowing it, but I guess that when it came out the first of the new ones, I was like 12. So
yeah, that's about
I wasn't.
I mean, we are all.
I went and saw it with my family, but
yeah,
I wasn't like.
My dad was a super.
Did
fan.
We actually go see the movie theater?
No,
I think we waited till it came out on DVD.
My dad was crazy about Star Wars.
We saw the third one twice in the movie.
The third one, isn't that like the worst one?
No, I thought
the second one's the
most
worst
exciting
one.
Yeah.
Which one's the worst one?
The second one.
The second one's probably
debated.
Pretty bad.
The third one's pretty
Wars.
Bad, but it's I like the graphics. I like the way it looked.
Is that
like,
the one with the big battle scene?
Yeah. Third one is with the big one.
They all have big battle scenes,
I
guess.
Yeah.
He's getting like
third one was on Geonosian.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
Isn't there one where they get a Colosseum type thing?
Don't quote me. Huh? Yeah, that was the third.
That was the third one. Okay.
Yeah, that was good.
I just think it's Samuel Jackson's in that movie.
Yeah. I thought overall that was a pretty good movie.
Okay, I will admit, I mean, like, my dad showed me Star Wars when I was a kid, and he was like, he sat me down and had, like, the box set, and he's like, listen, Holly, this is serious to me.
You don't get this, we don't get
each like,
other.
Like, he was like, you know, I'm only having one child. I'm disappointed
moment.
You're not a boy, so...
So here we go.
So this is going to make or break our relationship. No, I'm just kidding. He was like
but
super,
that's what
like...
he meant.
He was super like, I'm really into this. I grew up with this. This was amazing. So I'm going to introduce it to you now. Insert VHS. And so he was pretty happy when I ran around the house
they're
making
brilliant.
Pew pew noises.
Yeah, they're brilliant, those first three, because they're so funny and ridiculous. Like, because you have that added more humor to it. Yeah.
And I always
the first
liked,
ones, the
I
new ones
liked
don't have that humor.
The third
as
one,
much.
And I think that was like the most hated one. So,
yeah.
I was kind of out of I don't know. But
what, New Hope?
I don't even know.
Jedi Strikes Back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, right? New
no,
Hope's
no,
the first one.
Empire Strikes Back, second.
Sorry. What is
second.
It? What's the third
New Hope,
oh, God.
Jedi,
Jedi Returns.
And then Strikes Back.
Is the second one.
Oh.
No, first one is, or
Jedi
the
Returns
fourth
is
one's
the,
A New Hope.
People are going to hate us
I
right
know,
now.
I
people
feel
are yelling
so
at us.
Fourth one is A New Hope.
Yeah,
second one is
about
Empire Strikes Back.
Comments.
And third one is Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. That's
Return
sorry.
Of the
Return,
Jedi.
Yes.
I just Revenge of the Jedi, but they decided to change the name because they thought it was too violent for a Jedi to be revengeful.
That's true. They got to be peace, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. I'll do one.
Sexy
one?
Or non-sexy?
Yeah.
It's non-sexy. It's not sexy at all.
That's not sexy.
Okay, do a sexy one.
No,
let's go back and forth. You do sexy, non-sexy, and sexy.
Oh, it's sex, not sexy.
But then maybe people won't stick around.
Yeah, do the sexy all right. one.
I think Janet Jackson had a song called Let's Talk About Sex, Baby.
That's
not her.
Yeah, that's Janet Jackson.
No.
JJ. All right. No, all right.
No, that was Michael
Jackson.
If you
want Jackson. To hear sexy, I'm going to drop it. All right. So, last week during PAX, I don't know if it was during PAX, I think it was during some other thing. They were demoing the new, you know, virtual reality headsets.
I don't think it was during PAX. I'm going to go ahead and put my 2 cents in right now.
It might not have been, but they were demoing a lot of stuff.
I don't have an opinion.
And, you know, basically any new technology, the first really big corporations to really take hold of it is porn. And so this guy was sitting in front of a demo unit, and he had an inflatable... little girl, like little inflatable doll with a schoolgirl outfit, and he's just humping this inflatable doll. And then, like, after a couple minutes, the demo guy was like, okay, next person. So he starts trying to take the inflatable doll away, and the guy's like, no, he just keeps humping it, and you can just see it on the screen. Like,
what?
Yeah, it was
what?
Just. Yeah.
It was like, it looked like a. It was like a. It had no head,
yeah.
And it had a body, and it was wearing a Sailor Moon outfit,
yes,
Sailor Moon. Or like a schoolgirl outfit, and he was just. He had the Oculus Rift thing on, and he was just, like, bouncing the thing up and down on his lap. Like, he was, like, you know,
that's
doing
right,
it
yeah.
in the virtual reality world. And then the guy was, like, okay. And he's, like, pulling the thing away, like, the body away from the guy. And the guy was just, like, no. And, like, hit him and, like, pulled it back and was, like, bouncing it. And then the guy was, like, okay, like, you're done. And he was, like, no. And, like, he wouldn't let go of the body.
But it's all, this is a porn booth.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah,
I just it was like
you couldn't
Oculus
tell.
Rift booth.
It was literally like it was a booth, but there was nothing on it. It was like a table, and it had the unit
like
on it,
monitor
and then
on
there
it.
Was just a chair, and then the guy. Like it was
really
like
odd.
Not
yeah.
set up at all.
Would you like to see the video? I'll post. I'll see if I can find the video.
Let's watch it here live so we have reactions. I haven't seen this. So.
Oh, no. It's that inappropriate?
It's uncomfortable.
Cringy, huh? All
right, it's pretty cringy. I got to find it. I accidentally deleted the link, but I have to find it.
He was going
to
talk about it last week.
I was going to talk about it last week. It's probably in my history somewhere, yes.
Yeah. That is really weird.
I know, right? I mean, think about like
how virtual reality porn could bring about world peace by The Guardian.
Wow, The Guardian's a legit place.
Well, Kevin and I watched like a whole documentary about virtual reality porn.
Did we? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Immersive. So it must have been really good virtual reality.
There was once.
Or was he drunk?
How fat was he? No, he was just. I think it was at a.
Yeah, some degree.
I think it was at a con in Asia.
It was some kind of Asian con. Maybe Japan or something.
Yeah. Documentary HBO. We were watching.
It was on HBO.
You can watch it if you have HBO. They put the virtual reality people on the street, and they were like, okay, you know, you're watching, like, you're gonna watch stuff. So they put it on their face, and you can, like, look around the room, like, and there's people doing it.
Yeah.
And so this one girl standing there, she goes, oh, this is a nice place. She's like, oh, I like the way it's set up. And then she's like, looking around. You can see her, like, look around. And then she's like, la, la, la. And then she's like, oh, okay, see.
That's how a woman would be.
No, she's like, she didn't, like, she was looking the wrong way at first. So they, like, she couldn't see the people doing it. And so she's like, looking around. She's like, oh, no, I really like the way this apartment is set up. And she's like, oh, I really like this place. And then she's like, oh, people doing it right there.
Wait, so it was a...
It was a documentary about how virtual reality is, like,
Changing the sex industry.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
How it's kind of changing the industry.
Virtual reality threesomes have come, and you can download by the Huffington Post.
See, these all legitimate? What, like, legitimate?
Huffington Post is like...
Yeah. If it was what The was Onion,
it?
I'd be...
Was it
Why porn is virtual reality's dirty little secret by Fortune.com.
Fortune. There you go.
Does The Onion own The Chive?
No.
I don't think so.
Think about it, like, Chive.
I know. I don't think... I think
virtual reality
different.
Porn site promoting immersive experience.
Yeah.
New York Post.
Yeah, so if you're lonely, you can get it on the website.
I don't understand. Where's your letter? Then you have to get like a flake, like a sex doll or something like that.
No.
That one's shitty.
Well, yeah, but does it have to work off a doll or is it all just like...
You have to sub, you can't just like hump the air. Like,
eventually you will just be humping air.
If we're going to get into detail, I'm sorry, this is getting into detail. If you're going to get really into detail, you're not going to be...
It's a sexy part, or a sandwich.
You're not going to be satisfied if you're just humping like air. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Take it, air.
There's going to be like attachments, right?
Yo, there's attachments. I've seen videos of the attachments.
What?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they move, right? Yeah, they move.
Oh, my God.
Who was it? Somebody released one that had like a fake butt that
was
could
a fleshlight maybe like fleshlights like
could
side
do
company
twerking that could twerk like a butt that could twerk like it was a silicone butt that could twerk and you just plugged it into the USB and it just goes.
I feel
just,
like I'm gonna get replaced here.
Put a link for the twerking butt because that was a major article that when it came out every news site like, published it and I was like, what the hell is this?
Why is it taking so long for a twerking butt to come out?
Like, this is, you should watch the promo video because
it's
hilarious.
Probably like, really awkward. It's like.
You just hear the gears go.
Like, hi, dog. It's like, oh, God.
I had it. This has nothing to do with twerking bugs. I had a pig. It was like this big.
It twerked?
When I was a kid. And you put batteries in it, and it would. So you turn it on, and it would go. You could hear it. It was like. And it would, like, walk. It would, like, womp, womp. And then it would stop, and it would, like, wiggle its butt, and then it would go. And then it would sit down, and then it would stand back up again and go...
The prototype.
I mean, that was like 1994, so I feel
we've been working
like
on this for a long time.
We could have had a forking butt like 20 years ago, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Why did it take so long?
Oh,
they had
man.
To get the flesh right, you know? That's the feel
yeah,
real.
Yeah, mine was just furry. It
yeah,
wasn't.
There you go.
Flesh,
fresh. You know what, people don't like furry butts?
Furry pig butts.
Who knows what I'm into?
Who knows?
What? Yeah. Everybody can be whatever they want to be into.
Yeah. All right, Holly. Non-sexy.
Yeah, non-sexy. So it's not going to be as hilarious.
Aww, are you saying that VR porn is hilarious?
Yeah. It is to me right now, but I bet in like 10 years it'll be super serious and everybody will be doing it. So
This is how Japan's population like dramatically decreases the moment this stuff happens.
It already is decreasing.
I know what I'm saying, dramatically. Like, now that VR porn is out, like why does a guy even go to a shop?
They say our not fertility, but women between the ages of like 18 and 40, only half of which are having babies
right now.
Right now, actually,
our population. But there are also, there's the opposite where
less traffic jams in the future.
But there's the opposite where people are having five kids. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I know a few people. Back in the day,
people used to die.
I'm not even that old. Okay. We all have those people. Morricone, I talked about them last week about how one of their hotels was closing down, and so they're going to have to adjust. Next year, they will be in the Oregon Convention Center, which is huge. It's a large space. Yes. I don't know if they're going to take over the whole thing. They might only take over a portion.
They can't. There's
a portion.
When I was there for the one at my last job,
there was like five cons going on.
Yeah, there were five. There was a freaking plumber's con.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah.
For WonderCon, right? Not WonderCon. Wizard World.
Emerald City, yeah.
Wizard World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, so like when I went there, I was doing work for, we were doing apps, so it was the Washington State, or no, it was like the Pacific Northwest food show. So like we had something about the size of what the...
Wasn't there a dance one going on too?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Holly, there was something the size of Anime Expo's dealer hall. That's what we were in.
Yeah.
And then they had a plumber's convention, which was in a fairly large room.
I was
at
that one.
And then there was a dance meet, which was also in the same size as the plumber's one. And then there was a like a marathon meet, a post-marathon meet. And there was still room. Like, that is the biggest convention center I've ever been inside of my...
You know what? I don't think Wizard World was in the convention center, was it?
It was. Okay. It was in part of it. We were in like one wing.
They probably like, tarped off the rest
there. That's a big deal considering where they're coming from. If you guys have seen where they've come from, that's a huge fucking deal.
How can they afford that?
Like I said last week, they've been growing a lot.
Yeah.
And because the situation they're in currently is like half inside, half outside, I feel like they can hold a lot of people because a lot of people are just outside. Mm-hmm. So this is a big deal for them personally.
Yeah, kind
of
want to go now.
Yeah, but which is hilarious. Because of a con that's local here. Next year, it's not going to be on Labor Day weekend.
Uh-oh.
Which is a good idea because Dragon Con's that weekend, and that I think that did...
It draws some of the...
PAX, and like it's just a lot. It's too much at once, people get like tired or overwhelmed. Next year, it's going to be October 28th through the 30th.
That's my birthday.
SteamCon doesn't exist anymore.
I know, it doesn't exist anymore, but they took that slot. But there is another SteamCon at the end of September. My mom found it.
There's also... That's when AukiCon is here, locally. And we don't like AukiCon, so I find that hilarious. Right?
It is.
And it is Kevin's birthday. So that's a huge change of... I mean, it's rainy, typically, then. Mm-hmm. Last year, for Kevin's birthday, up here, it was a storm. It was windy, remember? I took you to dinner. We went to Fremont. It was like blowing and like power went out. Right. And like it was.
Right. Whiskey bar. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that kind of year is really shitty here in the Northwest, especially same in Portland.
I mean, is AukiCon still at the Hilton?
It's at the hotel? It's at SeaTac.
SeaTac, yeah.
Yeah.
SeaTac Hilton.
So, but a lot of the Northwest cons, like, you know, a lot of people from Portland go up to AukiCon. So
being able to have them down there,
I think a lot of people will might
switch.
That's
right. We do when we shop people. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people from Portland or surrounding.
But where will we get our wedge salads from?
We will never have those wedge salads. It's been like 3 years, dude.
They were so delicious.
That company's probably not in business anymore.
They were so good. That's okay. Portland has good food too.
Yeah.
Steamposium 2015.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just in case you wanted to know.
What
Steamposium?
Where and when?
This is a local con in Seattle. I remember it happening
last
year.
Seattle's waterfront Bell Harbor International Conference Center.
Okay.
100,000 square feet of event space with breathtaking 180-degree panoramic views. The 25th through 27th of September.
Okay, so the end of this month.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Go. Go. Do Make a yourself. Report from there. We'll live stream you in.
I'm gonna wear a GoPro.
Yes. One time, Kevin and I made a whole contraption with a hat that he was gonna wear.
I remember that. The photos, like taping it all down to his hat and stuff.
Well, we like screwed it in. Like we drilled a hole up through the brim and like screwed on the GoPro.
And then we just
got a hat or a GoPro head thing. I just stuck it on Kevin's head and said, "Walk around, please."
But I'm not stable enough.
No, Kevin it ends up being in. Really loppy. Yeah, and you're like,
yeah.
And then when you walk, it's like jittery.
Gotta get the gimbal.
You guys been going to the gym?
We've been going to the gym.
Which gym?
the one by your house, but it's closing September 11th, so then we have to switch to the one downtown.
Yeah, the one I go to.
Which one, though?
24.
Okay. Yeah. I keep forgetting, because
Kevin
I need
and I
to
go 5 days a week.
My thing.
Wednesdays and Saturdays are our days off of the gym. It hurts and it sucks.
It'll make
but
a difference.
I do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like on a stair climb, I don't usually. Kevin, like, sweats, you know? He's just, like, drippy and gross. I don't usually do that, but on the stair climber, I, like, drip.
Yeah.
And I've never. That's never happened to me before. Like, I felt, like, it coming off of my eyebrow, and I was like, what the f-?
Too much. I thought I just wore a headband a lot. It makes a big difference. Like,
you wear a headband to the
as
gym?
As weird as it sounds, it makes it like
I'm
way
just
more
trying
comfortable.
To imagine you with like the wristbands and the headband.
Well, I don't wear wristband. I just use a bandana and
yeah.
roll it up. And
I don't sweat
jean
that. It's only on
shorts
the...
and
yeah,
knee
yeah.
highs.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to stair climb twice a week, so I don't do it that much.
So doctor's orders.
We have a personal trainer. He made a food plan for us, and he made a workout plan for us. So we have like our set things that we're supposed to do. So I stair climbed yesterday, and I attempted to read, and then halfway through the stair climber, I was like, I can't read anymore, and I just look down and watch, because yeah. I trip on the stair. Or I go too fast, and I hit the
yeah,
end, of the stair climber, and then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
You ever been on a stair climber, Rebecca?
I don't know.
It's hard.
I climb stairs, though.
Yeah.
Well, the stair climber, like, changes,
flights.
Like... Oh. How fast it goes?
It
yeah.
goes
and,
up and
you
I think I'm
all
mine.
Mine
yeah.
goes on fat burner, so it goes from slow to fat. Go do your sexy thing, Kevin.
Okay. Well, this week's episode of the Elite Cosplay
oh,
Podcast
that's not sexy.
Is brought to you by Pinky Paradise.
Yay.
Visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get your custom cosplay contacts.
Yeah they're great.
Yeah. Yes, this week's special. They've gotten rid of the random
yeah.
contact special.
So
yeah.
you missed out
so
on that.
You missed, everybody missed out on that. But
how dare you?
They still have free macaroon or animal cases. Your choice when you
macaroon
check out.
For sure.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
For sure.
Free no. international shipping on orders over $130. So visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise to get yourself some custom cosplay contacts.
That means you should do like a group order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you and your friends should just be like, I need these, and then you can get free shipping because
right. they come
it's
from
across the freaking world.
They come
so.
From Germany.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
does take some time.
Deutschland.
Yeah.
Deutschland. What's the shipping?
It actually doesn't take that
no,
long
couple
to
days.
Get to us.
A few days.
It takes like a week, which considering isn't that. There's a. Do you guys see that balloon?
Oh, yeah, no.
Anyway.
Sorry. There's a festival
Hello.
Going on.
It's called Zomber Shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, it really,
it
to
wasn't
Seattle,
too bad.
It doesn't
yeah.
take that long, and we're closer to, on the Asian, we're on the Asia side,
right.
so it has to cross all the way across the United States
yes.
and
yeah.
through Europe, so it's not that bad, considering.
Yeah.
So I would do a big group order, like get all your friends together and be like, let's order contacts.
Yeah. I almost ordered some the other day, but then I went blind wearing my prescription. Then I realized that like my eyes, like I must have been sick or something the day when I got my contacts first examined because they shit like my like must have the swelling must have gone down a little bit and then my contacts I got like shifted. And so I was like, I just couldn't be just like, ah, what's going on here? Like I can't see today. And so I went back on this past day and got it fixed. So hopefully I can.
Did you change?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She said that the swelling on your eye went down a little bit, and so that's why my astigmatism changed a little bit. And so that's why I went blind.
So weird.
Yeah.
God, it's a, Kevin ordered new glasses the other day
yeah.
at Nordstrom. He got clear ones, and he looks like an architect.
Again. A new architect
yeah,
this
every,
year, apparently.
Every time he gets new glasses, I tell him he looks like an architect.
You guys look at the Warby Parker.
It is Warby Parker.
I've been hearing a lot about
that. Do they take insurance?
No.
That's
well,
my thing.
No, so,
but they're like $100, right? That's
so
yeah,
the
so
deal is... Okay.
You can file
you
a claim. Anyway,
yeah,
yeah
no.
you can submit it out of network and they'll
reimburse.
Cover it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Nordstrom, for those of you that have one, they do pop-up shops. And right now it's Warby Parker, which is only in San Francisco. So we have one here, and Kevin got really excited and got new clear.
Yeah,
he has clear rims.
Well,
yeah.
So Warby Parker
yeah.
is the Toms of the eyeglass world. So they
yes.
give
glasses to people in need.
Yeah, and they
yes.
cut out a bunch of middlemen, so it only costs $100, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you? Well, like a few years ago, they showed up down by the waterfront in a school bus.
Really?
That was the first time I saw them.
Ah.
School bus, and it says Warby Parker, and people were going in and out. It looked creepy.
Yeah, they were really, really informative, and it was like one of those things where like you buy it now because they're only going to be there for like a month or something. Mm. So you buy it now, and then you can pick it up whenever you get it, whenever you get your appointment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, really interesting.
Yep. So I ordered them
because Kevin's glasses last time cost like
$500.
Yeah, but you thought like
they were Timberland ones. No, they were Ray-Bans.
Ray-Bans are crazy.
Yeah. They're stupid expensive, but glasses. Insurance covered.
Discount time at Lens Crafters, so like $350 or something.
Still, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So getting a pair that was $100,
right?
And are super cool looking too.
Yeah, and he also got the add-on of the thin glasses
because I have strong prescription.
How much was it?
$135.
I always get the not quite the thinnest.
Right.
Maybe I should get two.
So they have three levels. They have the regular, thin, and then super thin.
Super thin. But, I want super thin.
Well, the super thin is for +6.
Oh, I have 5.5.
Up to +6. So you could probably get the.
You can get. You're like with him. Yeah.
The guy told me that I should get the
medium
one. We're
getting too in depth about glasses.
Yes. Whatever. Yes. Medium. Sorry. All right.
It's decided.
I'm the only one at this table that doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it's
damn. Have you always needed glasses? When did you get glasses?
I got them in third grade.
Okay, so pretty young.
And I had the moment where I looked up at the leaves in the tree and I was like, "Holy shit!
Detail.
What the shit is that?" Like, I remember I was driving to my grandma's house and I was just like, "What?"
Like, was seriously. It weird, like, in school when you could, like, see the chalkboard?
Yeah, the chalkboard was the first issue because it usually is that
issue. Yeah, that's when you notice. What's going on there? You can't see. Yeah.
Seeing the separate leaves in a tree, I mean, I still remember.
So you remember it being, like, a blob?
But the thing is that you don't really know you're seeing wrong prior to it. So you're like, everything's weird. Anyway, we can go back to something sexy.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't really
someday
related.
Someday I'm going to need, like, reading glasses.
Yeah, you
need
all the beads, all girl beads.
I'll be up with you guys.
No, you'll have different type of vision. I don't know. This other sexy thing is really not related to anything.
It's not sexy?
It's sexy. Okay. Not really sexy. It's more uncomfortable sexy.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, the first thing you said wasn't uncomfortable sexy? Because that was pretty uncomfortable sexy.
Well, it's comfortable for Kevin to talk about because he likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because it's... No, I don't know. I don't know about this one. But anyway, I'll talk about it. It doesn't really relate to any of us. That's the weird part. I thought about it. I saw it on Reddit the other day. And
it's okay. We just talked about glasses prescriptions.
I know. So it was like this Ask Reddit, and it was like this mom that said, "I was putting away my son's underwear, and I found a bunch of like homemade sex toys."
Yeah, that has nothing to do with anything.
I know. That's why I said that.
That's actually
nothing.
An uncomfortable one.
Uh huh. I don't remember.
No, but her resolution was that, actually.
She's a very good parent.
Yes, she's a very good parent. That's
velveteen
kind of,
rabbit kind of situation.
Go ahead and explain it because you already talked
What's
about
a
it.
Velveteen. What?
Oh, you never remember that book?
No. Yeah.
Burn it all in the backyard.
Velveteen rabbit.
Because the kid was sick, which now I think was a euphemism for homemade sex toys.
Really interesting.
Oh, God. Now you're ruining a child's book.
I'll have to look into that.
Anyways, go.
Anyway, so this mom was putting away the kid's underwear, and she found a bunch of, like, bunch of homemade sex toys, and she's like, "I don't know, Reddit, what should I do?" Like,
made out of what?
I don't know. I'm just imagining
sponges and plastic.
When I read this, I imagined a knife wrapped in tin foil.
What? Like a robot arm.
A knife wrapped in tin foil.
That is really
your
random.
Definition of a homemade sex toy? Like, what am I doing wrong in the bedroom now? This makes me wonder.
Yeah, like a butter knife, just like wrapped.
Doesn't make any more sense.
Well, I mean, it's not like a sharp, like, cutting knife. Like a dull knife. She didn't explain. She just said, "I found my son's homemade sex toys." So my imagination had to go to play, and I'm going, what's a fucking homemade sex toy that doesn't, like, erode? It's not like a cucumber, so it's got to be something. What?
And then
And then for some reason, my brain just went to knife wrapped in tinfoil.
I mean, yeah, like,
subconscious mind strikes again.
I went with the Kyle direction of something,
Freud would have a
like, something wrapped in rubber bands.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I remember seeing one, like, a long time ago. It was like a plastic bag with, like, sponges on the outside.
Oh, see, I was thinking butt the whole time.
Well, yeah.
I guess I didn't know my butthole looks like a knife wrapped in tinfoil. That's an interesting thing to know
about
himself.
He's gonna do stuff to his.
All right. Anyway, so she's like, "What should I do?" And then people are like, "Well, you
was
know,
it like an apple pie."
Because I stuck an apple pie in my underwear drawer.
In tinfoil.
A series of baked goods.
No, Mom, it wasn't a sex toy. I know this is an embarrassing topic, but not that. I was just really hungry. There's a fucking apple pie.
And I just
and
shoved
a knife.
It into my underwear drawer.
And there's just one little spot in the middle missing because that's all I ate.
Sorry, I just went. I think you guys went like he's making like a thing he could. You know, like a
masturbate
fleshlight.
I think of sex toys. I think of a series of small little sex toys.
I was thinking
toys.
Of something insertion.
But why a tin? Okay, yeah,
so, and we don't know because there was no explanation. So it could be either way.
Yes. But the Reddit approach was really nice and the mom was really open-minded. So Reddit ended up just saying like...
She just said, I'm worried he's going to hurt himself.
Because
right.
It was
why,
a knife wrapped
that's
in
That's why I thought
okay,
it was
okay,
a knife
right,
wrapped in tin
foil. Right. I can see your concern. I did not see this.
So.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
That would hurt so
hurts so
yes.
good. Jamming a knife wrapped in tinfoil up your butt would probably hurt you a lot.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm so sorry. My imagination is pretty wild. Kevin yeah. knows this. I can imagine like me dying
We've
in like 50,000 ways.
Who?
Oh, yeah,
the ghosts in the bedroom.
Ghosts?
Okay, well, Kevin and I were alone. I was on a muscle relaxant, so I got a little loopy, and then I told him about
how were you on that?
Oh, I injured my neck. / shoulder. Falling, by the way. Nothing epic, just tripping over a branch and
not
falling.
Not a sex toy, we'll just say
yeah.
that much.
But, so I was kind of like, yeah, last night I didn't sleep well because I thought there was a ghost in our bedroom.
And it was
Kevin
a piece
making fun of,
me. Of paper
it was a piece
that was
of
like
paper that was
flapping.
Flapping
my... And she went to ghost. Like, no other reasonable explanation. No, no, not like, because there's a fan running and there's
it's
stuff on the floor.
Ghost.
It's just
ghost.
A little thing going, waving around a little bit.
That's fantastic.
Okay, I will tell you one time with my old boyfriend when I was a teenager, or in college or whatever. I woke up because there was this loud, like, sound, like it was like someone clapping, and I was like, like I shot up, and like my boyfriend was just like dead asleep. And I was like, what made that noise? Ghost. That's what I went to. I was like, who claps?
Don't the evidence ghost. Or proof I need.
Ghost claps.
Ghost hunters.
Anyways. Continue. This mom was really open-minded. She didn't care that
right.
this kid was making a homemade sex toy. She just
right.
wanted to be sure he was safe.
Right.
So she got him an Amazon gift card to buy any toy he wanted. And she just she had to talk with him, like, don't
right.
do that. And
I
thought that
to
was
the doctor,
really good.
Too. And she said...
To the doctor because he thought he injured himself.
Oh.
That's why I thought
the,
it That's why
the,
I thought
with
it was...
The knife, yeah.
That's why I thought it was butt.
Okay. All right. Turn it off.
So, yeah, and it was really good. I was really open-minded,
yeah,
good parenting. Because there's a lot of parents that would just, like, shut that shit down,
yeah.
and you would get punished, you know.
Castration.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is it. You had your fun? Good. Gone.
Done.
But yes, that's kind of why I was like, it's really good parenting. And
it
like,
was. It was really, like, she was just like, you know, I don't care what's happening. I just want him to be safe. And so
yeah,
she got him a gift card so he could buy a safe toy. And
I think it's better the mom found it, not a dad. Because I think a dad would generally freak out.
I think she's
a
single
bit.
Parent.
Yeah, if the dad
yeah.
finds
oh,
butt
yeah.
stuff.
That's what she said. She was
the dad
yeah.
might be like, what is he doing? Oh, now I see.
That's, maybe. Maybe it's, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. A dad should be just as open
yeah.
as to it to as a mom should be.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was good, really good parenting, and that
yeah.
is not on topic of our podcast at
I know.
All.
At all.
Yeah,
Kevin,
how did that even occur to you?
Kevin,
I don't know. To bring up.
Kevin. Okay. So my mindset was because
he wanted to do the sex sandwich.
It opens
yeah,
the door. If they, you know, I should bring topics because I
should
thought
bring
they had to be relevant. Quite frankly,
you should bring topics because Kevin and I are the topic makers.
All right, I'll bring a topic.
Yeah, I mean,
if you see a story about a hamburger,
and it won't
bring
be just
it.
Me staring at my phone for 5 all right. minutes until I remember the video
so
game
I'll explain my
Real
logic
topic.
Behind this, too. So I was like, I saw it, and I was like, oh, that's really good parenting. And then I went into the good parenting mode, and I was like, you know, we could bring up things that we could talk about, like how to address, because we used to talk about like how to talk, explain cosplay to parents. We wrote an article
we
and stuff about
are
it.
We did
we did.
Article?
It's published.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I wrote an article.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
So that's kind of what I was doing, and then I was like, good parent, and then that's
yes,
why.
Yes, because
I
there
went.
Are some parents I've seen on like cosplay forums where they're like, you know, I just wanted to cosplay, but my parents won't let me.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so simple, and we've run it. We go to bars at cons, like once we're done with shoots, we're like, we're tired, we want to get crunk down, I don't know. Drink alcohol?
That's what the kids say.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm trying to be relevant here. Old lady.
Crunk.
Yeah, when's the last time you heard that? When's the last time you heard crunk, man?
So, yes. And then at the bars.
At the bars, we, you know, sometimes there's parents waiting for their kids to be done with the day.
Yeah.
And one time this we sat next to this lady, and she was just like, oh, are you guys here for the con? And we're like, oh, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I don't really understand it, but you know what? My kid could be doing drugs right now, so I'd rather her do this than be out with, you know,
hoodlums.
And it's so simple. It's like when parents are so against cosplay, it's like, what? Your kid wants to like sew shit out of fabric and then go to a convention where people also like to sew stuff and dress up, and you're getting mad at them? Like,
well,
they could
be. It's still weird to people. It's still
it's
a
weird,
subculture.
It's weird, but they're not like damaging themselves, you know?
True. Yeah. It's a good thing. I mean, they're learning skills and communicate. You know, I mean, there's
communication.
It's social. It's also socializing, which is a
big
part.
Well, yeah, they're learning communication skills by talking to people.
I wasn't properly socialized.
Yes.
Single child Holly.
When your dad was like, I want you to be a boy, but that's okay.
Well, you could, he never said that, but you could kind of tell, like, I got a fishing pole. And it was a Looney Tunes fishing pole. And, you know, we had the sit down with the Star Wars. And not that that's like, you know,
just bought her a jock strap
gender, but, you know, you can tell he kind of wanted, he was like, you know, if I had a boy, I would be doing these things.
You could do it as a girl too. Why?
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
why
he, kinda gender? Like, he bought me baseball stuff. We played baseball together. You can't imagine Jim doing this at all, can you?
No. It's okay.
I'll ask Jim about it on our trip tomorrow.
Kevin and I have a cosplay shoot today.
We do have a cosplay shoot. We should probably wrap this up because
you guys should come with us because I don't want to be alone.
Where is
I'll
it?
Kevin's there.
University of Washington.
It'll be at UW. All
right.
What's
come
that?
Along.
Yay, Rebecca will come.
There's bars there.
There are
if,
bars.
If the game is over, I'll come.
I've heard there are bars there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there's lots of bars.
Well, let's wrap this up. This is episode 33.
Sorry if you got traumatized. Yeah, it's not till later in the day, so we don't need to go.
They're not really letting
these.
We had a rule at this podcast of not talking over each other, and I'm trying to wrap this up. So,
it's what we're going to watch today, guys.
Go.
Thank you for tuning in to the 33rd episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast, brought to you by...
Jesus died at age 33.
And Pinky Paradise.
Yes.
Visit EliteCosplay.com. /PinkyParadise to get your cosplay contacts. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week. These two ladies have had a lot of fun juice today, so we'll be closing it out. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.